house, baby.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
What the hell is being channeled by this?
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you know what I'm talking
every chance you get. You are every minute.
It's a joke.
You will keep your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I was just listening to that episode of the Art Bell Show just before hopping on the air to do this show. I love that episode of JC. It's actually a collection of episodes, a compilation, JC Webster harassing Art Bell. Good stuff. Anyways, yes, this is the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. I am host V, and I am joined by my co-host, Will Turbin, from The Man of Truth.
That's right, V. Fake Mike, Real News is in the crib with you. We are multicasting right now on youtube.com/ManTheTruth2. And usually we'd be on Fake Mike, Real News, but we're reshuffling some things around over there. But yes, we're... And I'm doing this to get all the kinks out because, as you guys all know, July 5th, this broadcast is going to be very special and very important. That's all I can say as far as that goes. So I wanted to start getting these live streams out. I don't know what you got on the bill for me today as far as what you got planned or whatnot. But, dude, the last week or so I was, you know, traveling and then, you know, I wasn't as prepared. I was kind of just flying by the seat of my pants, maybe had one or two articles stowed away. Dude, I really went through articles for like, because I did. First, I interviewed Tom Outhouse. I want to get him back on very soon. I did another interview, Tom Outhouse, live on Fake Mike Real News. Then I interviewed Tony Gosling. I recorded that. And then I also did an episode of The Union of the Unwanted with Ricky Verandas, people from Plandemic, a whole bunch of people over there, too. And then I had about... 2.5 hours free time all day. With that, I really, really immersed myself into some news. So there's at least 4 things I want to talk about when it comes to things, at least bring them up, some articles. And we were proven right yet again. So that's just a little teaser.
Yes. Tom Outhouse. He is somebody who is... Wow, that guy. You know, I've been screwed out of things in life. I've literally been screwed out of heaven. I've been there. I've jumped so high in my life that I've reached the heavens. I've tried to live up there as much as humanly possible, just to be dragged down. You know, on my last descent, snatched down by the government, thrown straight into hell. You want to talk about jealous people, hateful people? I mean, that's why you see the dragon before you today. But Tom, screwed over, and we are actually working on his material. He's a little bit late getting to me. I need material from him. Not particularly his material, but other people's material, because I'm going to be making this documentary. And yes, Will's going to be a part of that documentary as well. And try to have that out there for everybody to see here within the next 3 weeks. So, Tom, if he can get to me with the information that I need, we can explode him up with 1 million views, like, almost instantly. So...
Yeah, I'll message his butt tomorrow and tell him... Because I said, hey, we gotta back on the show with V anyways, so just let me know the date and we can get him back on and I'll put that bug in his ear tomorrow to do that. Cause yeah, I want to get the ball rolling with that too. We got a release date of Matrix 4 coming up for December 22nd of this year. So time is definitely of the essence.
And yes, I do apologize to people if they hear my fan, my sound's not so clean. the air conditioner would be super, super loud. But it's summertime. I know people are like, don't you live in Poland? Don't you live in Poland? Yeah, I know, but consider this. I am closer to the North Pole. So the sun does come out a lot sooner. At 3 a.m., it's morning. The sun is up. 3 a.m. It's 5 a.m. right now for me, so the sun's been up. And yes, I'm cooking, so I've got a little miniature fan underneath the desk. At least try to keep my lower half alive. so I can do the show for you guys. So once again, apologies if my sound is not so clean. I'm trying to curve my mic up as high as I can get it. So... Yeah, we'll get to continue on with the show. And speaking of Poland, oh boy, yeah, a lot of questions about Poland. I kind of want to just go ahead and answer as many of those questions as I can. Answer as many. And there's two little videos here from this guy named I Love Poland from YouTube. He has his own opinion. He has his own perspective, I guess. Not just perspective, but his own experiences. Some of them are the same. Some of them are different. I guess they will be different for me because of maybe different social, monetary, racial class. But, you know, I guess that'll be up for debate after we go through them. So let's go ahead and go through that first clip, if we can. Well, actually, this is going to be a touch and go. So you're going to hear one, and then we're going to stop. You're going to hear two, then we're going to stop. You're going to hear three, then we're going to stop. So, Mike, if we can do it that way, I would appreciate it.
Hello, and welcome to Love My Poland. You know, after my last video on things I miss and don't miss about living in Houston, Texas, and moving to Poland, I was thrilled to see how many Americans commented on how great it would be to visit Poland one day. And I got at least a dozen direct questions asking me how to legally move to and work in Poland. As an American, these comments were invigorating to me, and I can't help but wonder if Poland is America's best friend in the European Union. If you ask me, it definitely is. And when we look at the world from the Polish perspective, there's no doubt that America is Poland's best friend. With that being said, with all my years' experience living here, there are so many things I wish I had known earlier that would have been kind of helpful to me to acclimate to the culture here faster. I wish I had had the chance to sit down with a person like myself who'd be able to kind of give me a crash course on some of the issues that would have saved me from looking ignorant, foolish, or misinformed. So in today's episode, I am going to share part one of my checklist of 20 aspects that, in my humble opinion, are must-knows before traveling or moving to Poland. Let's do part one right now. The first 10 are coming up. Off we go. Number one, let's start with something that is still a problem for me. My Polish is not perfect by any means. I'd like to speak a lot better than I do. However, I can name about 5 English native speakers right now living in Poland who've been here maybe as long as I have, maybe longer, who can neither understand nor speak this language. It's mind-boggling to me. Polish is difficult. It's incredibly difficult. But a basic conversational level is easy to reach with just a little bit of effort. Invest in some lessons early on. In my first 6 months, I did 5 hours a week one-on-one with a really nice male teacher. It helped tremendously. After that, I traded English and Polish lessons. I took a one-hour time slot. I gave 30 minutes to my Polish student. The Polish student taught me Polish for 30 minutes. We divided the hour. No money was lost. No time was lost. Everybody was happy. Number two, don't make...
Okay. So... Yeah, that's true. Most definitely, for the most part, that's very true. I'm someone who has been here for 5, coming up 6 years. I know 2 words in Polish. Yeah, my attitude is, well, you know, Poland, and I want to say Poland is definitely America's best friend. Poland is one of those places where Americans are worshipped. We are looked at as being wealthy. I mean, even as a black man, people come up to me all the time asking for money once they hear me speak. It's like, that's like really, really weird for me. Being a black man, have people come up to me with their hands out. So it's, yeah, they love American money. So, yeah, having to not speak Polish, I mean, for me, it's, you're going to be occupied by American troops. There's more of an American troop presence here in Poland than Polish troops. Poland has a history of being occupied by pretty much everybody. A little bit of the floozy of Europe, so to speak. So, anyways, yeah. You're under American occupation. You guys count on us for everything. We saved your butts from several wars now. You can speak English. That's my attitude. it's little America over here. You know how you have little China, little Italy? Well, it's little America over here. So it really is America's best friend. And something that I will say, it's really... It's for a base level of survival. You don't need to learn any Polish. As a matter of fact, I find it more rare to speak to someone who doesn't know any English at all than to find someone who does speak English. So, I would say about 9 times out of 10, I can approach someone at random and have a basic conversation with them here in Poland. So, this guy, I must not have spoken to a lot of people for him not to have said that. So, you don't have to be scared for your life. And that's probably true in a lot of places around the world.
And tall, big black dude that also was a general in the Black Panthers and was trained how to kill people by the U.S. military. I'm just guessing.
Well, yeah, you know, ex-Black Panther, ex-U.S. military, but the children, if they see me in a store or something, and they see me, no, I'm like on my way out, they will run outside, or they'll be playing out front, and they'll go sit where all the candy area is, where the quarter machines are, and they'll just line up and smile. Like, to the children here, I'm Mickey Mouse. They just love me to death, smiling and waving all the time.
Well, that's because kids have not been programmed. Kids see the joy in everything. They laugh. The kids are, you know, you go to a playground and the kids don't go up to each other and say, oh, have you been vaccinated? No, they just smack the kid on the back of the shoulder blade and say, you're it! Ah! And they just play. They haven't been brainwashed into all this stuff. And that's what happens. They get brainwashed into racism or scared or this guy's different, that guy's different. You know, my uncle, I got a couple of uncles that have not just red hair, but they got red beards, red eyebrows, all that stuff. And one of them used to travel to all over Asia and stuff. Like, he was a college recruiter, you know, missions, head of admissions. And people would want to come up, take pictures of him, touch his hair. That's a human thing to do. And that's that's a cool connection to have, you know, to meet, interact with people of different cultures. That's how the black dude took the 43, 44 KKK members and demystified them. And now it's difficult to do that because these kids are trained from a very young age. You're different. Oh, you know, and the societal programming becomes them. But I think human nature is a really, really beautiful thing. And you can see that untarnished with children.
Well, and yeah, you speak about that programming. And what I like about being here is that programming, it's not there. At least it's not presented. You know, like some people will, you know, snatch their children away or you know, they have their own preconceived notions of some kind of danger or prejudice. They'll snatch their children away. People here will you know, little kids waving in the little stroller, they'll get down next to your kid and, you know, wave with the kid and point. Yeah, wave. You know, they'll encourage the interaction, which is really, really cool. They'll smile. I think they feel as much happiness and pride as I do. Like, I'm like really, you know, I really like that situation. I really like, because I love kids, you know, and they're so, just the wonder, the wonderment in their eyes, the just being able to bring that to a child.
Like, oh my God, who is this guy that's making me rub my leg here? Why is Scooter sitting on, having me sit on his lap? Hey, why is this weird guy? By the way, Joe Biden, F the NSA. You know, that's the thing. These kids used to just have to wonder, hey, I wonder what I'll be when I grow up. I wonder who I'll get married to. Now I have to wonder if I'm going to be abducted by an international satanic ritual pedophile ring. I've been watching a great, great podcast. I recommend everyone give it a listen. It's called The Clown and the Candyman. It talks about Dean Corll and John Wayne Gacy and other serial killers who are also prolific pedophiles and how they were all interconnected with one another. It's a great thing. It's called The Clown and the Candyman. It's not only extremely interesting, it's backing up everything V and I have said for a very long time. It is a perfect way to red pill the normies. And by the way, Mad Mama Non 2 says, V, what is going on?
Well, not the best segue ever. But you know what?
What more do you expect from me? You know?
Well, yeah, you don't have to inadvertently call me a child kidnapper here on the radio.
No, we're just coming off a break, and I was thinking about wonderment, and I just, you know, every video we make sure we call Joe Biden the pedophile, we make sure we call out the NSA, and I just figured, hey, we got about a minute to break. Why don't we call Joe Biden a pedophile again, just so we don't get the callers, you know? I'm preempting that. Preemptive strike.
Yes. V loves the kids, and the kids love V, and creepy, sleepy Joe also loves the kids, by the way, and there are international child pedophile rings, because none of these things are, by the way, are related to each other. Just isolated incidences. Let's just make that sure.
Realize, guys out there, when I say V loves the kids, he loves the kids like Trick Daddy loves the kids. Biden loves the kids. He has a genuine care for human life, and I actually agree everything you're saying with. But Joe Biden just looks at him with a different sense of wonderment.
Guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our list, all right? Stay tuned.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Juices flowing. All right. Yeah. Talking about being barroom sages over the commercial break there. And you know what? When you guys get to our server and you sign on for membership, you're going to get that exclusive content. You're not going to get the commercial breaks like everybody else. So that's something to look forward to. We're going to try to have content for you guys, that's especially for you who come to our server. Now, that's going to be our live streaming server, which is going to feature, obviously, multicast scenarios, and a super chat for you guys to be able to jump in. And interact with us. Now, once again, those of us who are callers, those of you who are callers to this show, especially you regulars, you have platinum, you got a platinum position. You have a platinum membership of your own. You can call into the show anytime you like. But for the new fans out there, they will only be able to interact with us via Super Chat. So, just to put that out there, if you want to have platinum status, you need to be calling into the show and talking to us before this time next month. So, yeah. Anyhow.
Big facts, man.
Well, you know, our supporters, we can't ignore the ones that kept us going, and we can't ignore the ones that helped us get to
exactly
going. You know,
they helped us lay the work with the groundwork, and the people out there, even if you don't call in, the people out there that share this feed, you know what I'm saying? Especially give people. There's a number right on the website where people can call in and just listen from their phone, anywhere. There's a website, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. We have it. All the listen links are at republicbroadcast.org and all the past casts. Remember the other day, a couple weeks ago, when we have Chili DeCastro on, or remember when we had Dr. Kelly on, or remember when we called up Guarantee Carpet Cleaning and said, yeah, we'll help you clean up a body, right? You can get something to think about. To all your friends and family, and the people that aren't your friends and family, and we really appreciate the people that were here for us on the ground floor, helping us build this. I mean, V is a guy that puts in treacherous amounts of work all day, every day, and we wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for V, but V, even as much as he does on his own, he still needs help. And so we really appreciate the people, like, that shared the videos. Like, there's so many people that watch, so many people that listen to the feeds, and sharing it is, like, the most important thing, even more important than calling in. And when we open up the phone lines later, I want to know about the FOIAs. So you have plenty of time right now. You have a half hour to submit a FOIA. You can go to Fake Mike Real News, watch my video on how to file a FOIA during the commercial breaks, and then file a FOIA and call in. So if you're calling in today, I want to know some stuff about a FOIA.
Okay. Well, I would say, yeah, doing a lot of things behind the scenes. listen, the Cerate has been built. The squadrons are forming. You know, I can safely say I'm definitely captain of the 11th squad. Okay. the head captain is someone whom you guys all should know, Mr. Roger Landry. But I'm definitely working with the other captains and trying to have my squadron be the best, because we're going to be driving things. We're going to be, yeah, you know, for you nerds out there, if I'm Kenpachi Sirachi, then Landry is old man Yamamoto. So, yeah. Anyways, I hope to reach a younger crowd here one of these days so I can get these references. But anyways, yeah, got my seated officers. Just like Will, definitely one of my most important seated officers. And who knows, we'll have his own squadron here with us one day. Guys, stay tuned. We'll get back to that list right after this commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, you know what, guys? I want to jump right into it because I want to spend forever on this list. I know my co-host he's like me, like I was back in the day, having laptops with hundreds of tabs in each browser. scared to launch a browser because you don't know if it's going to crash the computer or not. There's so many tabs. That's how I used to be back in the day.
You know what? I had a record. I had like 55 tabs open the other day. Now I'm down to 15, 16 tabs. And actually, before I could have never comprehended this, but thanks to Todd, I have got a brand new laptop, and I'm able to do StreamYard while I got all this stuff going on while I'm talking to you. So I didn't know if you were saying if I can get into it or if you wanted to continue with what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying I want to go ahead and finish with this bit so we can get to your tabs. So, Mike, if you would, please. Number two,
don't make the mistakes that I did early on in my 20s. No chewing gum and popping bubbles while talking to anyone. It's just frowned upon here. And definitely keep your hands out of your pockets when you're talking to somebody. These are culture rules that I have yet to see change very much here in Poland. Just don't go there.
I don't know what he's talking about there. There was a time I got harassed at a Leroy Merlin's. That's not how it's pronounced, but that's how it's spelled. Leroy Merlin's here is it's like Home Depot. And I got harassed by a security guard because I came in with an army bag full of stuff. He said I was shoplifting. He swore up and down he's seen me shoplifting. Okay, long story short, it was proved that I was not shoplifting. The guy got fired. I'm standing outside with police waiting on my cab to go home. And they're just they're kicking it with me. They're hanging out with me. They're chewing bubble gum, smoking cigarettes, hands in their pockets, just being cool dudes. Yeah, the sergeant had a mohawk. So, I mean, as laid back as you could possibly think. UC Punk with the police uniform. As laid back as you can think. So I don't know what the hell this guy's talking about. So let's go to number three.
Number three, stay away from politics. Really, do not go there. I don't care how hard your Polish friend asks you to discuss your views on Polish politics. Like, hey, Russell, who are you for, Andrzej Duda or Rafał Trzaskowski? It's so easy to step in it there. I can honestly tell you that in 15 straight years of living in Poland, I have never, ever done a lesson on politics. And I always change the subject when the issue arises. The fact is, the political atmosphere is quite tense in Poland presently. It's really a lot like the Republican-Democrat divide we have in the USA. It's simply a very risky move. Do be careful.
You want to talk about penis measuring contest? When I talk about the corruption in the U.S., we have the some Brodsky guy over here and some Bartzo over here. And you know, and the days I spent watching my little woman walk around, you know, with her head spinning, you know, puking green stuff in the walls, talking about these politicians. I particularly don't care because as corrupt as they are, and you're talking about this is the home of the Khazarian Jews here, as corrupt as things are, as penny-pinching wealth-stealing government as there is, I still think the U.S. is more corrupt, and me as an American citizen, I'm going to do my best to make sure I stay vigilant in cleaning up corruption, really speaking out about the corruption I see in the U.S., because the U.S. is the U.S. is the world leader, should I say? I don't know. It's the role model for the rest of the planet. So I believe once we can fix up the United States of America, we can have a better chance at saving other countries around the world. So, all right, next.
Number four, if you're a dude, get a wallet with a coin pouch. Unless you're planning to pay for everything by credit card or phone application, you will need cash, and you will inevitably be asked to help the cashier out very often by producing change. If you are a cash and coin person like me, this will make your life a lot easier. If you can't find a wallet with a pouch in the States, no worries. You can pick one up, a good one, right here in Poland. Most of them have it when you arrive.
Okay. I really got to speak up on that one. That one is 100% true.
Wait, V, you're going to make the change for the cashier? Ain't that their job?
See, culture shock. Yeah, these people will look at you funny. They'll look at you like you're a crazy person. If you show up with a big bill to their register, if you don't have correct change, they will look at you funny. Like, man, what's wrong with you?
Got correct change.
But then again,
they don't give a damn about customer service out there, man.
I'm telling you.
I got a solution to this problem. What we do is we deport all of our Karens from the United States and bring them over to Europe, and that will change the customer service stuff. And when you send them, you can send them to Siberia.
Listen, because my mom, I'm knowledgeable and well practiced in the art of the Karen. I'm a eighth degree Don and Karen Fu. Now I tussle with these people all the time, almost every day about something, and it just because it's fun. customer service. If you are an American and you rely upon customer service, do not move to Poland. These people are barbaric. Once they have your money in their pockets, they'll give you the finger and say, have a nice day. That's cool. I've had my phone number blocked from businesses here. No, once they got your money, once again, this is the home of the Khazarian Jew. So this is something that is very, very true. And I thought it was so crazy when I got here. I was saying, why are these men carrying purses? These men, why does every guy I see carry a purse? What is going on here? Why are they so emasculated here? I haven't gotten to that point, but I do carry a iPad folding case with a strap on it. I keep my iPad in it. I keep my wallet. I keep, you know, various things in there. But here, yeah, that's the norm. Men carry purses. So I do have a wallet that has a gigantic fold in it for coins. But for me, personally, it's only the older people who really hate it. Now, I just to tell you, these people don't like to work. This isn't like you're, oh, we're so glad we have jobs kind of people. A lot of those people here, especially in high places, get their jobs through nepotism. They don't have a work ethic. They're not customer service oriented. So it's about you victimizing them for existing and paying their wages. That's how they look at it.
We need a Chick-fil-A train for Poland's customer service. Can you imagine, right, if the police or the government treated... That's another reason why free market is the best. First of all, two reasons. One, the government will never, ever... And I'm not pro or against Chick-fil-A as a company. It's just a random company. Because they've donated to both sides of things, too. And they say they love LGBTQ people. So that's not what I'm really talking about here. The government doesn't like the LGBTQ either. But if you were scoring, One, Chick-fil-A's customer service kicks ass. Kicks ass, right? I want to be treated like that everywhere I go. The government's supposed to protect and serve. They don't treat you anything like that. And I've never gotten a chicken sandwich from the government. So, Chick-fil-A, government zero.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. And Better Business Bureau, I do believe they have one. I haven't heard back from them yet. So, yeah. Anyways, so I personally am not harassed about it, especially when there's a cute girl online. I'll be sure not to have correct change. And you know, she'll ask me, "You have correct change?" Oh, are you kidding me? I don't carry coins. Do you want me to go find some coins? That's okay.
Some vagrants? I don't carry coins.
Exactly. But, yeah. And they'll smile at me, you know, and talk to me in their broken English. Hey, you know, it's a chance for me to just, you know, make sure I still got it, you know? I don't want to ruffle up my female listeners here too much, but yeah, it's you got to use these little things in life, you know. A guy might fish just for sport, you know, throw back his catch, but yeah, I do it just to see if I still got it, and it's fun. I love it. I hate it for it, but generally speaking, yeah, you need to have correct change because these people will hate you. And now, I, again, these are the people who have chairs at their checkout lane. They sit in chairs. They don't bag anything for you. You got to bag your own stuff. And you have to count out your own coins. That's completely opposite from working at Kmart, right? I remember when Kmart was around, one of my first jobs, I was a cashier at Kmart. I was 17 years old. Standing for 8 hours a day, having to bag everything and having to count out every coin correctly. Yeah, these people don't know what work is. And once again, you'll get the look if they have to count anything as a cashier. So that is right on the money. Let's go to the next one.
Number 5, never under any circumstance try to ride public transportation without a ticket. I have to warn you about inspectors that Poles refer to as canare. These guys intentionally dress, how can I say it? They dress down, way down, to look like people you would never imagine work for the authorities. And they are good at catching people. For instance, the tram is moving along, they quickly stand up from their seats, they whip out their ID badges, and they go right up to you with their palms out. A British friend of mine was caught last winter, and after a near fist fight with the inspector, he was physically helped off the tram. The police were called, and he had to pay a really hefty fine. There are so many convenient ways how to get a ticket. It's easy. The tickets are relatively cheap. You can buy tickets in kiosks everywhere and numerous small shops throughout the city. Or you can use a variety of phone apps like MPay. I'll put a link in the description about MPay.
Let's stop right there. This is my favorite subject because, well, as a targeted individual, I'm a target individual. As a target individual, anywhere around the world you go, you're going to be harassed in ways that's not funny by the government. I've had paperwork held from me just because I didn't know I was supposed to have received, you know, paperwork with certain things. I've had a general lack of service, a denial of service. When I go through the proper channels, I've had a general denial of service because I am a targeted individual. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you are an American who wants to move to Poland and you're just a regular citizen, great. Okay, sure. Great move. If you are a target individual American moving over to Poland, your problems are not going to go away. So, something that I do like to do is to stick it to the man whenever I can. And one of those things is, you know, because I've had my mail blocked or opened, I've had services denied to me that should have been opened to me. I'll ride the tram. No, I won't pay. A lot of time, and it's not as convenient as you would think. It's they should have centers where you would get pay with coins and you get a little slip, that sort of thing. Now it's all electrical. They want your personal data. They want your information. That means a card. It's no longer coin run anymore. They want your card. They want your identification every time you hop on the trolley. Some of these trolleys didn't have cameras. Now they all do. And I'm just feeling as though, you know, I'm feeling, what's the word here? I'm feeling a little claustrophobic with all this, the ways that they can take my information. The surveillance is, I mean, even the plugs, they have USB plugs, so you can charge phone, right? Well, you don't think your data is not being absorbed through something anywhere in the trolley? Yeah, right. So, what I like to do is, I'll get on the trolley. I've had such horrible service. I think, you know, they owe me at least this much, right? For me to take a free ride every now and again. As much money as they screwed me out of with their lack of services, denial of services, that I can't get back. That's time I can't get back. It's money I can't get back. That's court costs. I don't want to pay pursuing them. So, you know what? I'm going to stick it to the man. My own way. And so, I'll ride the trolley for free. I've had, and me, knowing what I know, I can smell a Fed from a mile away. I can smell, they just have a distinct, portly, porky smell to them. Rancid. To my senses. One day, some people got on the train, and I'm thinking to myself, there's something not right here. There's something not right. I'm looking at these people. There's like three or four of them. There's something not right about these individuals. I couldn't pick it up then. But when the train darts off, they're coming up to me, talking to me, right? I'm like, no say. Habla español. So one of them starts speaking English. So I'm like, I'm sorry. One of them started speaking Spanish. I was like, oh yeah, sorry. I don't speak Spanish either. You speak a little English. I started rotating through languages. Parlez-vous français? Just to buy myself enough time. And when that trolley stopped again, I'm out the door. Yeah. No, you stay here. No, sorry. I'm walking away. Thank you. I must have went through like 4 or 5 different language changes while they're trying to figure out how to write me a ticket. So, but yeah, no, I absolutely knew that something was wrong with them, but now I know they were fits. So now when I get on the train, something that is common about them is that be wary of someone who wears a backpack. Not like a school backpack, but it'll be something dark. It'll be something sleek. Fanny packs, things like that. They'll dress down, but they'll still try to dress in the colors of their agency. So dark blue, light blue. So they'll still look fetish. So I can pick it out every time. When I see them hop on, I just hop off. And they get mad too, because sometimes I'll hop off and they'll be waiting up the stop rest area right there, just mean mugging me hard because they can't catch me. I can smell them from my way now. I can identify them. So it's not something I would suggest for anybody else, especially if you got no beef with the government. Just do your thing. Pay the ride. That's what I suggest. Just do your thing. But until these people want to treat me like a real human being, I shouldn't be expected to act like one. Right? I shouldn't be expected to obey the laws when they themselves don't obey the laws concerning me. When you live... what's the quote? When you... don't obey the laws that you enforce. There are no laws. It's something like that. That's what I live by. That's my code of ethics. That's my code of honor. So I feel no guilt about that whatsoever. Mike, did you have something to say about that?
Yeah, I just... The thing that automatically jumps out to me is, and I follow a lot of law enforcement and government agencies on Twitter and Facebook, and I have, you know, they show, hey, we busted some guy with some guns today, Massachusetts State Police. Hey, we're doing a checkpoint. And everyone's like, yay, yay, yay. And I'm like, first of all, it's all illegal. It's all unconstitutional. You guys took a crap on your sacred oath and desecrated the Constitution. And these guys are out there being road pirates, and the trolley probably is used with government funds, too. I mean, it's not the world's biggest crime, is what I'm saying.
And no, it's nearly 5 slots per ride, but, you know, it's nothing, really. Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. It used to be much less than that before the epidemic. Plandemic. Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back around top of the hour. And she's starting to get a little booty. Miss Judy Jetson. So Judy, boxers, briefs, or fig leaf. As you know, I wear my boxers, so my big... Cue the rapper, tell him bring what little he got. Up against the Billy, it's really not diddly squat. Until they head hurts, when it come to wreck. Cruises like them dudes in red shirts off Star Trek. Key Kirk, Key Spock, Key McCoy. Been B-boy since your judge first squeezed toys. Born to be the host with the most. When it's on, space holes coast to coast.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.